BBC Listen.
From Albania to Azerbaijan and Tonga to Turkey, get ready for the greatest race of all time. Welcome to the Dino Dome. This is the place where dinosaurs race, but they're not competing for personal glory. Our racers will have the weight of entire countries on their shoulders because it's the Dino Dome World Cup! Competitors from across the globe will represent their home nations while racing anywhere from colossal capital cities to desolate deserts. Anything goes in the Dino Dome. I'm your host, Amanda Shalala. And I'm here with my paleontologist pal, Dino Dome Factosaurus, Tim Richards.
A Dino Dome World Cup. Ooh, I'm as eager as an Egyptosaurus.
Let's get ready to roar!
From the early Cretaceous, as heavy as a grizzly bear, as long as a canoe, it's an armored ankylosaur and returning racer. Say good day to our representative from Australia, Minmai! Also from the early Cretaceous, it's a sauropod as heavy as a space shuttle, as tall as a telegraph pole, and as long as two semi-trailers. Another returning racer, say hola to Argentina's Patagon Titan!
Tim, Pat looks like she could squish little Minmai with a single stomp.
Well, Pat is one of the biggest long-necked titans to ever walk the earth. But if the Dino Dome has taught us anything, bigger isn't always better. Minmai is close to the ground, covered in protective bumps and spikes, and is quite a speedy runner. We've got to go for the Aussie.
Oh, true blue. Let's check where they're racing. Is that bitumen?
Oh, yeah. There are roads and roundabouts.
And I see some buildings popping up. Is that a giant flag? Wait, that looks like
Parliament House!
We're in Canberra.
Ngunnawal country.
I haven't been here since my Year 6 excursion.
I wonder if our Aussie Minmai will have a home ground advantage, Tim.
Nah, she's from Queensland, yonks away from the nation's capital. I reckon our dinos are on a level playing field today.
Oh, a fair go for all. So our racers will start on the road, head across or around the lake, up the hill, and finish at the flag on top of Parliament House.
I wonder if they'll see the Prime Minister.
No humans on the track, remember?
Of course.
And no pressure, dinos, but only the winner will make it through to the next round and be in the running for the inaugural Dino Dome World Cup.
The stakes are higher than a federal election. On your marks.
Get set.
Dinos go!
Minmai's off. You were right, Tim. She's a sprinter.
And yet, one of Pat's enormous steps is equal to 10 of Minmai's little ones.
Pat is a very slow plodder, though.
Pat just whacked that gum tree.
Have some respect for our native flora, Pat.
By respect, do you mean eat it? Pat is making a meal out of those eucalypts.
Don't let her near the arboretum.
The what?
It's Canberra's sanctuary for endangered trees. Speaking of endangered,
it's a flock of tiny green birds.
Swift parrots. They're super rare. They feed on eucalypt nectar, And they're not happy Pat stealing their lunch.
The plucky parrots are swooping the sauropod.
They're so tiny, they'd feel like mozzies to Pat.
Well, Pat doesn't have hands to swipe the swarm away from her face. Well, maybe we could lend her one of those swinging claw cats.
Minmai's extending her lead. She's almost to the lake.
Oh, come on, Pat. They're puny parrots. Don't let them stop you.
Minmai's slowing down. She's reached a roundabout.
She doesn't know how to use it. Curve to the left, Minmai.
She's not a car, Tim. Surely she could just run straight over the top of the roundabout.
Oh, yeah. I guess road rules don't apply to dinosaurs.
Pat's shaken off the Swifties.
Oh, come on, Minmai. Pat's going to catch up.
Strangely enough, Minmai is following the road rules and running to the left around the roundabout.
But don't forget to put your blinker on.
Again, Tim, she's got a car.
Oh, and here comes Pat. Stomping straight through the middle of the roundabout.
She smashed it to smithereens.
I wonder if she'll get a fine.
I wonder if the police take Tyrannosaurus checks.
Oh, pre-hysterical.
Minmai's reached the lake. What do you think she'll do, Tim?
Well, Minmai's fossils were found in a seabed.
So she's a swimmer?
No, she lived near water. But it's likely her bones were just washed out to sea. I think she'll run around the lake to get to Parliament House.
Better get a wriggle on, Minmai. It looks like a long way.
Off she gallops.
Now Pat's reached the lake.
Lake Burley Griffin isn't very deep. If Pat wades through, she should be able to touch most of the way.
She's taking the plunge.
Watch out for the swans.
Going through the lake seems like the much faster option.
We know sauropods have small brains, but sometimes they surprise us with their smarts.
I think Minmai's even smarter. Look what she's found.
What the Herrerasaurus? Am I seeing things? Sorry, I have to rub my eyes out. Huh? Yep, they are. Electric scooters.
Minmai's found four of them dumped on the path near the lake.
Naughty Canberrans, you have to return those e-scooters to the right place.
Minmai doesn't mind. She's positioned a scooter under each foot.
And now she's soaring along the path. Scooter assisted.
I think she needs a helmet.
Her whole body's like a helmet. She's covered in armour, remember?
Look at her go. Just around this bend and...
Oh, I suppose it would have been too much to expect a graceful dismount.
Minmai's crash landed at the base of the hill to Parliament House.
Oh, she's upside down. Uh-oh. She looks a bit like a beetle stuck on her rounded back.
Meanwhile, Pat's paddled across the lake like a paddle-go titan.
Well, she's stepping out of the water and straight over the top of Minmai.
Maybe Pat didn't even see her.
I think you're right. Pat's eyes are on the sides of her head. Great for spotting predators in the distance, but not so much for focusing on what's right underneath her.
Poor Minmai. She's stuck on her back with her four legs flailing while Pat plods off.
Oi, Pat, that's not the way to the finish line.
Where is she going?
She's heading for that row of buildings down the road from Parliament House.
But why? Pat, regresar! That's Spanish for come back!
Yeah, well, I know they speak Spanish in Argentina, but I don't think Pat speaks human, Amanda.
Can she read human?
Huh?
Because she's headed for that building that says Embajada Argentina and Australia out the front.
The Argentina Embassy? But how does she know that's what it is?
Her nostrils are flaring. Looks like she's sniffing her way straight to that pine tree in the garden.
It must be an Argentinian native. A taste of home.
This race is going nowhere. Minmai's still stuck.
What's that beautiful melody?
It sounds like it's coming from that tall building on the other side of the lake.
Aha, the National Carillon. It's full of brass bells.
I think the French pronunciation is carillon.
But we're in Canberra, Amanda.
Either way, the dinos don't seem to notice.
Wait for it. There. Pat can only hear lower frequencies, but they've caught her attention. She's turning around.
That's it, Pat. Back on track.
Follow the bells.
She's plodding back towards Parliament House and to upside down Minmai.
Pat heard Minmai's groan. Look, she's lowering her long neck down to the ground.
Pat's a strict herbivore, right?
Yes. Both of today's races are veggio. Pat's not biting Minmai, but she seems to be headbutting her.
Oh, I know. She's using her head to flip her over.
Oh, how kind.
Wait, she's doing it again. No, Pat, you flipped her back upside down.
Well, hang on, she's doing it again. Oh, I see. Pat is trying to roll Minmai up the hill.
What? No, Pat, focus on the race. Minmai can run up the hill herself.
This is curious behaviour. Sauropods are herd animals, so I can only guess that Pat has made Minmai her new little mate.
How very Aussie of the Argentine.
Uh-oh, we might have spoken too soon.
Did Pat just push Minmai back down the hill?
Yep, she's rolling down like a boulder. Hey, I remember rolling down this hill on my Year 6 excursion.
The hill is actually the side of Parliament House.
And that grassy flat bit is the roof.
Pat's on the roof right now.
Poor Minmai's back at the bottom. She's going to have to climb all the way up again on her own.
But I said the finish line was the actual flag at the top of Parliament House, didn't I?
Well, you did. I don't know how either dino is going to achieve that. The flagpole is huge, way taller than Pat.
And I don't imagine either dino is going to be able to climb up that pole.
Wait, look at Pat. She's rearing up on her hind legs.
You're still not going to be tall enough to reach the flag, Pat.
I don't think she's trying to reach the flag. She's going to knock it down.
Whoa! Pat is slamming herself against the flagpole.
It's actually bending.
Hey, Minmai's halfway back up the hill. She could grab the flag first if Pat knocks it over.
The flagpole is buckling.
Oh, Pat has knocked down the flagpole on top of Parliament House.
Minmai, run for it.
Come on, Aussie, come on.
Minmai?
She's stopped for a nibble of the grass on the hill.
Well, here comes Pat.
Tim, did Pat just eat the Australian flag?
Well, some might say desecrated, but yes, Pat has eaten the flag that flew at the top of Parliament House.
Winner! Patagio Titan and Argentina have won the first round of the Dino Dome Cup.
I'll run our domers through an action replay while you head to the hill for the medal presentation, Amanda. Our dinos ran through a flock of swift parrots and a roundabout to get to Lake Burley Griffin. Minmai took a ride on some electric scooters while Pat waded through the water. Pat got sidetracked at the Argentinian embassy, but the Carillion bells helped guide her back. Pat pushed her little mate up the Parliament House hill before pushing her back down again and knocking over the rooftop flagpole to eat the flag and take the win.
Thanks, Tim. I'm here on the Parliament House rooftop with Pat. Minmai's still munching grass on the hill. Pat, I've got your medal here. Pat?
Oh, she can't see you, Amanda. You're way too small.
Maybe if I throw the medal into the air.
What happened?
A swift parrot swooped it up.
Well, let's take it as a consolation prize for Australia.
Speaking of which, sorry, Minmai, but you're out. Pat will advance to the next round. And to find out who she'll be racing, you'll have to join us for the next episode of the Dino Dome World Cup.
No dinosaurs were harmed in the making of Dino Dome, as they're all extinct. Therefore, all sounds were made by animals and people, including dolphins, cats, parrots, sheep, and otters. Yes, otters.
This is the ABC Kids Listen podcast. For more awesome stories or to learn something new, go to the Kids tab of the free ABC Listen app. I 100% recommend.